After so much consideration and watching and rewatching Curtis' YouTube video, I've decided that I'm going to say it as it is. Anyhow, the thing comes out of my mouth, please manage it. Because I will learn how to perfect my storytelling, yes. But for now, let's make do with what we have. Thank you. So what do I want to talk about? Yes, I want to talk about myself. Not in a boring way, but sit back, relax, and listen. Or should I say, enjoy? Hi, my name is Nuwola, and welcome back to my podcast channel. Of all the things I've been learning, I've learned if I want to make a convincing speech, I should use and instead of but. It directs more in the part I want whoever is listening goes. I don't know if this makes sense. Anyway, so I will try as much as possible not to say but and make use of and. So I'll be talking about myself, and one thing I want to talk about is what I think my mom thinks when it comes to sex. So I'm still in my 20s, but in the early years of my 20s, or should I say my early 20s, when I came back from school one time and my mom asked a question. So, God, I've forgotten how it went, like how the conversation went, but we talked and talked to the point where she was like, oh, so you have had sex now. I'm not coming to say like my mom knows or she doesn't know, but I think I felt anxious then. I was scared that she might probably do something terrible to me for having had sex, but she just told me, or she just asked, did you use protection? Like, why did... She was like, so... I couldn't forget the surprise on her face. She was like, so you've had sex. How many times did you do it? Man, I felt embarrassed. I thought she was going to walk up to me and slap me and be like, oh, is that what I sent you to do in school? Now she's always asking me, is there nobody asking you out? Are you not seeing anybody? Meanwhile, back then, she always tell me to face my book. I got so tired of recent, and I confronted her. I asked her, when we're in school, you parent always tells us, face your studies, don't have time for boys. Now, we finish school and you expect us to just magically have a guy that we want to settle down with. How does that work? And she was like, maybe we should have friends. You should have a friend that likes you and you are planning that you want to date after school. Who has that time? Friendships and relationships after school is like a war zone, because you have to learn to keep it, build it, and appreciate it. Now, I remember that when the deed was already done, I panicked a bit, because I'd always thought what my mom would think of me or what she would say or do. I will not lie, there are a lot of things I did that I'm not proud of, but I've done them anyway. What can I say? It's like I'm not opening my mouth way for you to hear the words that come out of my mouth, but I cannot go back and repeat everything I said. I know how long I've tried, how many takes I've done to record this particular episode, to even get all this that I'm saying right, if it's by the grace of God, because I feel just forget everything if I say make I start over. Anyway, where was I? My mom's reaction. She was surprised when I didn't just stop at one. I continued having sex because just know how you have a conversation with your parent and you will not spill some beans. Like, and she further went on to ask me, so it's not even one guy that you've actually been with. Ah, I knew she was disappointed, but she tried so much not to show it. Well, my mom is the strongest person I know on this planet. She tried so much not to embody it. How do I know? Because I finally heard it from my siblings. Like the disappointment I've been, not like they said it directly to my face, but the way when you converse with somebody, you know they probably had a conversation with a particular set of people by the things they say or by how they say it or what they say to you in particular. So I've always felt my younger sister was my mom's favorite because of the way she treated us and treated her. Now, I'm not going to say my mom didn't treat me special. She did. I was just too ignorant to notice it because I felt if she's doing something for my sister, she should do it for me. But we can't always get everything equally. The things she has done for me are unimaginable, and I wouldn't have asked for any other person to have been my mom than my mom, even though we've had our rough patch. Now she's always asking, who are you talking to? Hope he's not a time waster. Hope he's not this. Hope he's not that. Well, sitting here and reminiscing on those conversations we've had in the past, I'm smiling. I wish I could record them because, you know, those conversations you have where you didn't even think of wanting to record it, but by the time you've finished conversing, you'll be like, oh my goodness, I wish I recorded this conversation. Then if you now wanted to bring it back or remake something similar to it, you just get it wrong. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Anyway, let me stop here for now. I know I didn't do justice to what I said I wanted to say, but I will continue in the concluding episodes. Thank you.